If you would just give another round of applause for Jeff and Mark for being with us today. Thank you guys so much. So I'm going to speak with you just for a moment. It won't be long, just 10 minutes or so, about some of our hopes as Cottonwood behind this morning. And so I think there's two things that's been presented to you, whether you realize it or not. One is very obvious. First and foremost, that you could sponsor a child this morning. That's why we're doing Compassion Sunday, is to put these needs in front of you, to show you and allow you to be able to participate in what God is doing through compassion. The second thing may not be so obvious, but I want to make sure this is the reason why we would do something like support a compassion child, and that is you have an opportunity to gain the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 15. I want to talk through, I think Jesus puts it on display really well for us, and what it could look like for us to partner with and the opportunity that we have in doing something like Compassion International and the opportunity, yes, to do what God has commanded us to do, to love and care for the orphans, but also do this in such a way that it allows us to be more rooted and abiding in Christ and gain more of Him and the love that He has for us. So John chapter 15, I'm going to start us off in verse 1. It says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And so obviously what Jesus is talking about here is being in Christ, being in a relationship with Jesus, being in a relationship with God, that He is the vine, we are the branches, and from Him comes life. Right? From Him comes our ability to bear fruit. And so the fruit that we're laying before you, the opportunity to bear fruit, is to sponsor a Compassion Child, to care for the orphans in this unique way that Compassion International has provided for us. But you can do this and it produce nothing. Where Jesus is talking, apart from me, you can do nothing. You could support a Compassion Child this morning and do nothing. Now, it wouldn't be nothing for the child, right? The child's needs would get cared for. The gospel would be shared to that child. But you would miss out on the opportunity for you to gain something. But if we simply just do this without it being motivated out of the right place, without it being a place where we're longing to gain something in our giving, and I'm using that kind of language on purpose, then we can do this and gain nothing. And so as I began thinking about this idea, I started thinking about the idea of my marriage. So my wife and I can love her, I can serve her, I have been commanded to do so, much like we've been commanded to care for the orphans. And I can do this in such a way and gain nothing. This is what I mean. So let's say, and this wouldn't be hard to imagine, that my wife has had a tough week. We have a three-month-old, and so there are sleepless times in our house. There's a crying baby that needs to be cared for, plus our four-year-old son. And so it wouldn't be hard to say that my wife could have a tough week. And let's say I know this, I observe this, I know she's been serving our two boys, she's been loving them, raising them, as well as serving me and loving me, and we're, you know, kind of coming to the end of the week, and she's exhausted. And I know that. And so what I decide to do is to do something sweet for her. So knowing Ashley, I go to the store, I buy some Dove milk chocolate, and I get a dozen roses, and I go to the house. I show up on the doorstep, I take the baby Deacon from her, and I hand her Dove chocolate and roses, and immediately her day is getting better, right? And then I don't stop there. I tell her, hey, Ashley, I know that it's been a tough week. I want us to have some time together. I've hired a babysitter. They're going to be here in a minute, and we're going to go out to eat. I take Ashley to La Hacienda because I know that that's one of the restaurants that she really loves, and we get steaks, and we just enjoy the night, right? And we eat, and we have good conversations, and there's no screaming babies, and there's It's just me and her. And hopefully at this point, her tank is beginning to be filled up. And then as the night kind of winds down, we jump in the car and we start heading home. And she looks to me and says, "Caleb, why did you do this?" Now, this is the moment that I can do all of this for nothing or do all of this for something that will grow and mature our relationship with one another. So she looks at me and she says, "Caleb, why did you do this?" And I look to her and I say, "Ashley, I did this because it is my duty as a husband to do these things for you. I am following the commands that I have been given. Therefore, I did all of these things for you." Now, that is doing something but gaining nothing, right? Because in that moment, that is not what Ashley wants to hear from me. She doesn't want to hear that I did all of this because it's my duty as her husband to do these things. What does she want to hear? She wants to hear that I did all of those things because I love her. Because there's an overwhelming love that is flowing within me, that is overflowing to the point of it is causing me to do these things that I know she would enjoy and would stir up our relationship towards one another. What I don't want you to do this morning is out of duty support a compassion child. I want everyone to support a compassion child, but I want all of us to do this out of a place of love. So what I want us to do is keep reading to find out what it would look like based on what Jesus is saying here to yes, follow God's commands, but to do it out of a love for what God has called us to do, remaining, abiding in the vine. Keep reading verse 6. "If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into a fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." Let's pause there for a second. We could read that verse and get really excited, which you should. But here's what's not going to happen, and here's what we are not talking about this morning. You supporting a compassion child does not open up all of a sudden this door for you where you can ask of God whatever you want and he's going to give it to you. That's called the prosperity gospel, and that's not what compassion is about, and that's not what we're about here at Cottonwood. So just because you may do this doesn't mean that God's going to give you the house you want, the car you want, the salary you want, you know, the things that you want. You have to take the context of what Jesus is saying and apply it to this whole thing here of when he says that you can ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you, that's in the context of understanding that you are remaining, or you could also put the word abiding, in the vine. That you are abiding in this relationship with God, that you have a desire to grow in that relationship. So the things that you're asking for change when you do this. When you're in a relationship with God and your heart is for God, material things begin to fade and your desire for God begins to grow, which means that the things that you're going to be asking for are opportunities for you to gain more of God. And when you ask God to give you more of himself, he always does. He always does. And so whatever you wish is more of the Lord. And when you ask for that, he gives it. That's what he's talking about, not this prosperity gospel that if you give money to this organization or you give money to this church, that your life is going to be perfect and you have all the things that you want. That's not what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about asking for more of him and him providing that. Verse 8. "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." We have an opportunity this morning to see our joy move more towards completion in Christ. Jesus is not commanding us or telling us to do something that he himself doesn't do. If you notice, he says, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." He doesn't separate these two things either. He's not following God's commands to gain his love. He is in love with who God is. Therefore, he is following God's commands. These things go together. He's not doing the things. Jesus didn't come and die on the cross because it was his duty to do this. Jesus came and died on the cross because he loves the Father and he loved us. He was motivated with that love to do things that show us in action where his heart is. And in doing so, what does he gain? He gains relationship with the Father and he gains relationship with us. And so you have an opportunity this morning to support a compassion child, but what you gain in doing so is if you're doing this out of an overflow of your love for God and what he's called us and commanded us to do, then you get to give and open your hands materialistically and gain more of the Lord. You get to die in one way and be freed up in another, in your relationship with God, dying to self and saying that money is not more valuable to you than God and the things that God has called us to do. And if you're potentially questioning, well, where does it say in the Bible that we're supposed to care for orphans? Turn in your Bible to Psalms 82 or just listen. Psalms 82 verses 3 and 4 say this. Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. James 1:27 says this. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this. To look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. We're commanded to do this. Compassion is an avenue by which we can see this done. And I'm not asking you to do something that I myself am unwilling to do. Ashley and I have supported a compassion child, I believe, for about 8 years now. His name is Habimana, and he lives in Rwanda. One of the things that I love about compassion is you're not just giving money to an organization and then you're removed from the process. You absolutely get to participate in being in a relationship with this child. We have opportunities at birthdays and at Christmas to send a little bit of extra money for gifts for him. And we also get to write letters as often as we want. And they make it super easy. You just log online, you type out a letter, they translate it and give it to him, and then they send you a letter back. We get pictures of him as he's grown up over the years, and we send him pictures of us. We genuinely feel like we have a relationship with this child. And in doing this, we have an opportunity, yes, to bless Habimana, but also to gain more of the Lord. Because as we do this, we do it because of our love for who God is, not because of a duty that we've been called to. We follow the things that we've been called to because of our love for God in hopes that we would gain him. And when the Bible says that if you ask God whatever you wish and he'll give it to you in regards to himself, then we always get to gain him. We always get to grow in our relationship with him if we will do the things that he has commanded us to do. And so here's what I'm asking. I think it's probably pretty clear that you would consider out of the overflow of your relationship with God in an opportunity to gain more of God to support a compassion child. And so if you're in a place where you're like, man, I'm just kind of in a dry place. I don't feel like that's even something I could step into. Why wouldn't you step into that? Why wouldn't you jump at the opportunity of laying down with, which a lot of us struggle with, materialism, laying down a little tiny amount of money in comparison to what we spend our money on in a hope to gain more of the Lord and bless someone else in the process.